Welcome to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
Yes, it is another Monday Night Lights. Happy you are here with me. I am Brad Allen. Here with you until for the next hour, up until 7 o'clock. We'll hand things over to Leah, go over all of the things in the world of sports that matter most to all of us. Of course, we have the beginning of spring sports in high school, and I don't really have a lot of thoughts when it comes to the actual games or the teams. I haven't really gotten a chance to see a whole lot of it around here, but I will have a thought just in general on spring sports, on what I think might be best for it. The Detroit Tigers, they've started their season. They've gotten underway. They lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. They currently play today against another color of Sox. Today they're playing the Red Sox. They'll play them throughout the week, throughout the early part of the week. Then we'll take a little bit of look closer at Juwan Howard. His name has come up as a possible Los Angeles Lakers coach. I'll tell you why I think that's nonsense. Also, we'll talk about the Masters. It'll be all sorts of fun. Kurt Romberger will join me relatively shortly. We'll talk about the Masters. Plus, we'll also talk about the best bets you can place. I'm still trying to recover from an awful NCAA tournament and an awful Masters weekend of putting my money around. So hopefully he can help me out as much as he helps you. All right, so spring sports have gotten underway in the world of high school sports, and I guess I first should tell you that we are brought to you by Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tallahassee, Blue Bear Jewelry in East Tallahassee, Klaus Family Ace Hardware with 14 locations to serve you, and Sunrise Family Credit Union in Standish, Bay City, and Essexville. So, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Make sure I don't forget them, too. Appreciate all five of the sponsors that we have for this show. So high school spring sports have started for high school. And every year when I was in high school, I'm sure for those of you who are lived in Northeast Michigan, lived in Michigan, whatever it may be, when you were in high school, spring sports never, ever, 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 ever start on time. It never happens. They will never start on time. The small schools in spring sports, specifically baseball and softball, start at a just marked disadvantage because they don't really have indoor facilities. Now, we could practice a little bit inside in our gym with the softer, you know, kind of indoor baseballs, but nothing bounces the same. Nothing's the same. We'd be lucky in high school, and schools around here are lucky, if they get one day, maybe even 2 days outside before they play their first contest. I have never really heard too many people, you know, speak up because spring sports get kind of pushed back, right? Football season gets a lot of love. Basketball season gets a lot of love. Not a lot of love for any of the spring sports. They don't get a lot of coverage. There's not a whole lot talked about when it comes to spring sports. So you don't get this type of noise of, you know, my number one sport in high school was a spring sport, was baseball. That was the sport I was best at, sport I played the most, sport I worked on year-round. But I knew that the first game wasn't going to happen until the first, maybe the third or fourth game on the schedule. Because you knew those first couple in right out of spring break, whether it be in early April, even late March sometimes, and you weren't going to get it until mid-April at best. That was going to be the best time that you might be able to get yourself outside and playing. And yet, there are no indoor facilities, really. That's not a thing for any sport. I mean, there's, again, you can use gyms, but some of the gyms around here, especially for the really small schools around here, you know, think of a Hale or an Atlanta or something. Those gyms are small. There's not a lot of room to move around to get full team practices in there. You know, sports like track or soccer, where even in kind of rough weather, they're going to play, especially soccer, girls soccer right now. They're going to play in some rough weather. They're going to play when it's a little bit colder. unlike baseball and softball, where what it has to be above, was it, I think it's 40 degrees, I believe is what it is. It has to be above to play. And of course, if it gets too wet, they're not going to play. So is it time to maybe think about pushing back the spring sports season and maybe do it by division? You look at schools like Division I schools who might have better indoor facilities where teams can get full practices in. Teams can get, you know, because the teams that do practice inside, you're not exactly practicing the game. You're just kind of working on some stuff. You know, I went to Oscoda. Oscoda has, you know, in one gym in middle school has a batting cage that we could use, you know, so that's nice. There were schools, you know, that we used the gym to get around. So if you look around the gyms in Northeast Michigan, you'll see about baseball or softball sized holes in the bleachers because something gets away. Someone hits one a little too hard, gets by somebody, goes into the bleacher and makes a hole. You're not practicing the best way to compete. So maybe Division I schools, the bigger schools, maybe they can be able to run full practices because they're inside, you know, inside a facility, or maybe their facility outside is something that they can maintain, you know, because they have more people on staff who can maintain something like that. And then you just kind of stagger it out, you know, because they don't really have to play each other, Division I, Division II, you know, and all the way down the list. Maybe they start at different times of the year in baseball and softball. Because I went through, you know, I get emails every time that one of the Northeast Michigan schools has one canceled. And last week, I think I had 35 emails in there of canceled games because it's like, why are they even scheduled this early? We know that no one's going to play these games. We know it's not going to happen. It's a rough part of the year early on to schedule games and try and figure out what the heck is going on. So I think it'd be interesting. I think it'd be good to maybe revisit when the spring sports season starts. What is wrong with starting it, you know, this week or even next week? When typically, is it going to be cold? Yeah. We're not going to get away from some of the cold. Is it nice this week? Yeah, this week's supposed to be in the 50s. That's good. That's great. You know, and even, you know, by 4 o'clock when these games start, you're looking at, you know, mid-50s today in the low 60s. So today is an anomaly. It's a great day, but there are games you're going to play in the 40s. It's going to happen. And that's okay. But when you have all of these cancellations in the early part of the season, I think it's not a bad idea to think about pushing the season back a little. And yes, may the season go past the end of the year for playoffs? Yeah, but it already kind of does. It already gets pretty late in the year. You know, past the end of the school year, which I believe they are allowed to do, is push it past the end. Heck, football is played before the school year begins. I think that we can have playoff baseball after the school year ends. Playoff baseball, playoff softball, push the season back. Just a week or two, 2 weeks, push it back. Condense it down. Make it easier for these schools to actually schedule games. Schedule some weekends. Whatever you got to do to get games in a shorter amount of time. It'll work out. It'll be all right. I mean, there's golf teams right now. And golf is doing much right now? Golf teams have to golf. Tawas golf teams in East Lansing today. You know how hard it would have been to golf a couple of weeks ago? Why can't we just push stuff back? I think it would make the absolute most sense. Instead of trying to squeeze in games when it's 40, threaten of flurries, let's push it back a couple of weeks. Let's make this more accessible to people, to schools. And let's see if we can get these spring sports to not have teams going out there. You know, there were years in high school where we would play a game. We had one practice outdoors. One practice outdoors. And then we had to go and play the game that we didn't really practice for, weren't really prepared for. Now, baseball and softball are a way less intense sport. It's a lot more downtime. Practices are usually a little bit more relaxed than when you go watch a football or a basketball practice. You watch a baseball practice, they're pretty relaxed. Yeah, teams are working on some stuff, but there's a lot more, you know, just kind of hanging out, laughing. I mean, oftentimes you're waiting your turn for something. So you're just kind of chilling with your teammates, just kind of, you know, making fun of something. And that's an important part of the practice, too, because that's where you kind of get some more camaraderie stuff. So it is important to do it. But, you know, there's not a lot of practicing outside. Not a lot. I think it'd be easier on everybody. We just pushed it back a little. Imagine if today was the first day you could schedule games, and you could do, man, Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week for the next few weeks. Just schedule a bunch of games. So we had to do it in basketball season this year. How many teams were playing? 4 games a week? 3 games a week? I think if that's what you have to do, it's what you have to do, and it's something that we have to look for, of possibly extending this out a bit. Possibly looking to maybe move this season back, because as I got those emails last week of everybody's games being canceled, it's like, why are we even trying? Why are we? This happens every single year. It's an anomaly when it doesn't. I know someone right now is going, yeah, well, last year we started on, okay. All right. 2 years ago we started, okay. All right. Yes, the anomaly will happen, but most of the time it's going to be years like this where it's 40 degrees. Teams haven't been able to practice outside. That's what it is. It's not getting games in. It's getting practices in. Let's practice outdoors. You know, sometimes we were forcing it. We were forcing ourselves to get outdoors just because we knew we needed time out there. So the infield was rock hard, or the infield, you know, was wet as can be. But you knew you had to be outside. And it just wasn't going to give you the success and give you the crisp run practice that you needed to have. It just wasn't going to work out. All right, 6:12 on the Sunrise Side. Kurt Romberger will join me shortly. We'll talk about the Masters, plus we'll also talk about some of the world of betting. And you can get your voice heard, too. You can text, you can call 362-3417, 362-3417. We'll talk, we'll call whatever you want to talk about in the world of sports. I am 100% open for it. Kurt Romberger will be joining me next right here. It's Monday and Night Lights.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas wants you to step into a new ride with a new Chevy. Find your deal on select new 2022 Chevrolet models with 0% APR for 48 months and up to $750 in Chevy Select Market Cash, plus $500 in Chevy Consumers Cash. For well-qualified buyers, restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Stop in and see Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet on US 23 in East Dallas or call 492-1788. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Dallas invites you to stop it and see all the wonderful items available to treat the wonderful mother in your life. What better way to say thank you to the woman who is there for you always, with a love that's never ending, than with a beautiful keepsake of precious silver? And if you're not sure what to get, any mom would love a gift certificate, the gift that always fits. Treat your mom on her special day this Sunday. She deserves it. Blue Bear Jewelry on the first block of Newman Street, downtown East Dallas.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. Now Benjamin Moore's quality and huge selection of colors will be right in your neighborhood, along with award-winning service and advice Ace has always provided for your paint projects. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their paint. Klaus Family Ace Hardwares, proudly serving you since 1914 with 14 convenient locations.
Bring your home back to life. Get the money you need to make your home your own from Sunrise Family Credit Union. Contact us for our terrific rates that are focused on you. You can get the best rate to build your home's equity. And it's never been easier to get a loan on a new vehicle. Offer subject to change. See a branch for details. Learn more at sunrisefamilycu.org. Feel like family at Sunrise Family Credit Union in Bay City, Essexville, and Standish.
Your full-service gas and service station in West Branch is Schmidt Tire and Gas, located on Houghton Avenue. They offer a great selection of tires, and they provide road and farm service, too. Need an oil change or an alignment for your vehicle? Well, no problem there either. Whether out on the road or in the field, call Schmidt Tire and Gas at 345-9840. That's 345-9840. Schmidt Tire and Gas, Houghton Avenue in West Branch.
You're listening to Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
Monday Night Lights here at 104.7 WKJC. I am Brad Allen. You can call, you can text 362-3417 if you want to be a part of the show today. Talk about anything you want that's happening right now in the world of sports. Let's transition to the Detroit Tigers. They are currently playing against the Boston Red Sox at home. They are in the top of the fifth inning and currently tied at one. Finally, getting some good starting pitching here as Matt Manning takes the mound for the first time this season. That's been the biggest problem, right? Has been the starting pitching early on in the year. I mean, we've fallen down and behind in each of the three games that we've played. The Tigers scored first today to go up 1-0 on a Victor Reyes RBI triple. But Eduardo Rodriguez gave up runs in the first inning, or a run in the first inning. On opening day, Casey Mize on the second day gave up runs. Tarek Skubal yesterday got rocked. And now, Matt Manning looking to finally level out some stuff here for the Tigers. Now, don't get me wrong. Losing 2 out of 3 to the White Sox is not necessarily a bad thing. The White Sox are a flat-out better team. I'm not even going to try and argue that they aren't. The White Sox are flat-out better than the Tigers. And there is no shame in losing 2 out of 3 to Chicago. And we don't need to be angry about losing 2 out of 3 to Chicago. We're going to lose most of the time. Most teams are going to lose 2 out of 3 to the Tri-Sox. But the number one thing this team had going for it was supposed to be a good young pitching staff. That's what it was supposed to be, right? And it still probably will be. I'm not saying that that's out of the question now. I'm just saying that that's off of the first week. Not great. But those first three games, you expected to see a little bit better out of those three players. Out of Rodriguez, out of Mize, and out of Skubal, especially out of Casey Mize. Eduardo Rodriguez and Tarek Skubal, I give a slight pass to because the White Sox are notoriously so great against left-handed pitching with the lineup that they have. I mean, the MVP candidates like Jose Abreu and then on Sunday, Tim Anderson, when he got off his suspension, and Eloy Jimenez, they got a lot of power left or right-handed hitters to beat up on lefties. All right, so it's not even necessarily that big of a deal. But you do worry about when Mize doesn't look that great. You do worry about this, and there's a lot of excuses that can go around, right? Of, well, you know, it was a shortened spring training. You know, they didn't get that many starts. You're not seeing that issue with some other teams. I watched the Padres take no hitters past the sixth inning twice against the Diamondbacks with their starting pitching. So the pitching can catch up to the hitting. And early on in the season, typically the pitching is much better than the hitting. It's why I'm not worried that too much about the Tigers' offense. They have a whole lot of moving parts. They have a whole lot of young guys who need to work themselves into the season. I'm not worried about Spencer Torkelson. I'm not worried about Javi Baez on his new team. He went, you know, 2 for 5 in each of his first 2 days, so we don't need to be worried about that at all, actually. There's nothing to worry about too much with the offense. You'd like to see some power that they haven't had, but that's all right. Again, it's okay. There's more we'd like to see, but it'll come. It's cold in Detroit at this time of year, all right? But I am worried about the starting pitching. I'm even not too worried about the bullpen. If the starting pitching was better, the bullpen wouldn't be as bad. We wouldn't have to worry about it so much, and it's so beat up right now. There's so many injuries down in that bullpen. I mean, no Peralta, no Cisnero, no Funkhauser. So, yeah, it's three big pieces of the bullpen that aren't pitching. Now, the back end of the bullpen is still there, but the Tigers haven't really been able to take a lead late to get to the back end of the bullpen, to get to Fulmer, and to get to Gregory Soto in their regular spots. So I'm saying it's too early, and I'm not overreacting to it, but it is time to be concerned about the starting pitching. It is time to kind of think about what's going on here, that maybe this young group who isn't fighting for a roster spot for the first time in their careers. You know, in spring training last year, we were talking about how Mize and Scooble needed to make the rotation, to where this year we were talking about Torkelson and Green needing to make the team. Same thing. Maybe Mize and Scooble, we need to be a little patient. But maybe them not having to fight for a roster spot this year, that we were just essentially giving the three of them spots in the rotation. Maybe, this is going to be that kind of learning year for them of how to get set up for a full year when you know you're going to make the team. So we'll be interested. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening as they're halfway through their game right now against the Red Sox. They've only given up one run. J.D. Martinez hit a home run, but that's all right. J.D. Martinez is allowed to hit home runs, even in Comerica Park. We all, of course, have known and love to see that. So don't let the expectations change too much on the Tigers. I think our expectations need to remain, and people maybe were a little, overzealous with their expectations early on in the spring training season anyway. Yeah, this team added a lot. They did, right? They went over 500 every month by April, or over 500 through the rest of the year when you take out April last year. And this team added a bunch of pieces. So, of course, the excitement should be up, and it should, because this team is buying for the first time since, 2015, 2016 maybe? The first time this team is actually trying to compete, right? So, I think that you have to look at this and go, A.J. Haynes got a lot of new pieces. Andrew Chafin hasn't made the team yet. Going to be one of our better bullpen pieces. Michael Pineda is an innings eater who should be pitching game 5, but he got a late start. Javi Baez got to adjust to a new team. Austin Meadows got traded to us, 2 days before the season? And a lot of young guys are trying to find their spot in this league still. There's a lot of work to do with the Tigers. I am not too concerned about the first three games of the year. Because if the Tigers lost 2 out of 3 to the White Sox in mid-May, no one would really bat an eye at it. But because they're 1-2 now, and because they lost the last two in somewhat convincing fashion, they had a chance in that second game. But because they lost those last two that way, because they're 1-2, and everybody's paying attention because it's the first week of the season, when we're trying to talk about the Tigers on June 30th, I'm sure there's not going to be nearly as many people who are going to be locked in on Detroit. But because everybody's watching, everybody's a little over-concerned about a 1-2 start, that we don't need to be over-concerned about a 1-2 start. The team's going to be all right. They're going to find their way back into it. Don't you worry. They're going to fight their way back. If they win today, they're back to 2-2, and that everything sounds fine, right? If they win today and they're 2-2, everybody's going to be like, oh, all right, it's just back to where it needs to be. Now, if they go 1-3, okay, you're going to look at that and go, man, that could matter later on in the year. But if they can win, they can get good starting pitching out of Matt Manning, who is now finished up with 5 innings of 1-run baseball, they're going to be all right. And the offense just got to get going. It's a little bit warmer today. The offense should be able to get going. The Tigers should put one over the fence today. I don't think that there's any doubt that this team needs to start putting the ball over the fence a little bit more, something they struggled to do in those first three games. They're going to need to make sure that they do that a little bit in this series against the Red Sox, and they're going to need to put one over the fence today, I think, in order to win, and I say they will put one over the fence today. All right, let's transition a little bit here to the Masters. And Scottie Scheffler wins the tournament, right? Number one golfer in the world, absolutely dominates Augusta. Just played phenomenally, especially starting on Friday. And no one knows. No one cares. You have to be a big golf fan to know a whole lot about Scottie Scheffler, who ends up winning the green jacket. Number one golfer in the world. Has won four out of his last six tournaments. He should have been a huge favorite going into the tournament. Now, he was in the list of favorites, no doubt. But he should have been an absolutely huge favorite going into the Masters. Someone who's won at the time three out of five, is known as one of the better putters in the game, and can also hit it long, right? Isn't that the number one thing? Is to be able to hit it long. You got to shorten the Masters. You got to shorten the course. And you got to be able to putt because those greens are brutal. Yeah. Scheffler probably should have been on more people's radars, especially my own. I'm looking back at the money that I bet on the tournament, and I'm like, man, why didn't I bet on Scottie Scheffler? I put money on. I thought it was Rory's time. I'll tell you right now. I bet on Wednesday afternoon because I like to make it fun to watch on Thursday. Give me someone to truly root for. And I've always thought, I'm like, Rory had that one collapse, right? The collapse at Augusta that cost him a championship, cost him a green jacket. I'm like, he's going to get one. And this year when I was thinking, I'm like, maybe he's got it this year. That's what I was kind of thinking. I was like, I think this is Rory's year. If he played anything like he played on Sunday, the other 3 days of the week, Rory would be wearing the green jacket today after he just torched Augusta on Sunday. And hopefully that kickstarts something for Rory, because PGA's got a problem. When the number one most watched golfer finishes in third or fourth to last place after the cut, yes, it's Tiger Woods. He's the greatest golfer possibly of all time, but definitely of this generation. You've got an issue. Tiger had no chance going into the tournament. None. 0% chance to win that tournament. There's no way he could play four rounds of golf. Yeah, it was cute that Tiger said he could, but there is no way that guy was going to be able to play four rounds of golf. None. When that's your most watched golfer, and, you know, for those of us who get our updates a lot from sports on your smartphone, you know, you have ESPN or Bleacher Report or something send you a notification to your phone. Anybody else like me, the only update you got was about Tiger Woods? Was about the notable cuts like DeChambeau and Spieth? Didn't hear a whole lot of people talking about how great Scottie Scheffler was playing. Golf's got a problem. This is your number one most watched tournament. I don't watch as much golf as I used to, but I sit down and I watch, obviously, the majors, but I really watch the Masters and the U.S. Open. I watch as much of it as I possibly can. Now, I had my wedding shower this weekend, so I didn't get to watch Sunday. But golf's got a problem. When I have to scroll around all of the mentions of Tiger Woods to try and find what's actually happening in this tournament, when instead they could be beefing up what's going on. Maybe there's people who don't know a lot about Scottie Scheffler. So tell people about Scottie Scheffler. Get a blast out there to people of, wow, Scottie Scheffler's playing great. If you don't know that much about him, here's the information. Here's what he's about. Here's who he is. He played golf at Texas. He went to the same high school Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw did. He's won three out of his last five tournaments, now four out of his last six. The guy's on fire. He's the best golfer on the planet, and here's what you should know about him. Anybody get that? No. Tell you what, yesterday I did get an update that Rory was torching the course. I got an update that Tiger Woods played terribly because, to no fault of his own, I am a guy who roots against Tiger. except for this week. I was rooting for Tiger this week to play well. But in his prime, I was the guy rooting against Tiger Woods because I could not stand how much they showed of him. And it's proven when he's out there with 0% chance to win. I understand he shot one under on day one and that pumped everybody up. But the minute he teed off and shot four over through seven holes on round two, the writing was not even done. Done. No way he was going to be able to fight that back. Golf's got an issue when I have to root against a guy who's doing it on one leg because I can't stand how much you're showing me this guy who has 0% chance of winning this tournament. There were great golfers on the course who you definitely could have shown. There were great golfers out there. Scottie Scheffler's the best golfer on the planet. And for some people who are casual golf fans, you just learned about him yesterday or over the weekend. You just learned that he was the best golfer in the world. He's the world number one. And instead, everybody's turning on rounds. You turn on round one to see Tiger. No doubt about it. I have no issues. Anybody who said they turned on the Masters on Thursday to see Tiger Woods play, and even at the beginning of Friday. But if you turned golf on the weekend to just see Tiger Woods, the PGA has let you down. I don't have an issue with you. If you turned it on the weekend to just see Tiger Woods play, that's on you. That's good. But the PGA has let you down. The media outlets have let you down, but I blame the PGA. The PGA's got to get with the media outlets to get stuff out there. There are ways to do it, to make people more interested in what's going on. Annoy people on their phones. You know, it's people like me. I have it marked on my phone that I want golf news. Doesn't feel like golf news, right? It feels like Tiger Woods news. Or when it was DeChambeau and Koepka, felt like that news. But Scottie Scheffler, tearing it up, earning himself a green jacket by a dominant margin. That's what they should have been promoting. Golf's got an issue. PGA let everybody down this week and improved it. A guy, albeit the greatest golfer of this generation, guy who had no chance to win, especially on the weekend, was everybody's focus. Golf let you down. All right, 6:32 on the Sunrise side. We'll be joined by Kurt Romberg, I believe, throughout the show, or at some point during the show today. But coming up, we'll also, one, get your opinions if you want. You can call or text 362-3417 on Tiger Woods, on the Masters, on whatever it is, the Tigers, whatever it is you want to talk about. Coming up next, though, we'll talk about Juwan Howard, possibly to the Lakers. I'll tell you why that's nonsense.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Dallas invites you to stop it and see all the wonderful items available to treat the wonderful mother in your life. What better way to say thank you to the woman who is there for you always with a love that's never ending than with a beautiful keepsake of precious silver? And if you're not sure what to get, any mom would love a gift certificate, the gift that always fits. Treat your mom on her special day this Sunday. She deserves it. Blue Bear Jewelry on the first block of Newman Street, downtown East Dallas.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4:30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood with expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store. Stop in to your local Klaus Family Ace Hardwares, proudly serving you since 1914 with 14 convenient locations. Ace is the place with helpful hardware folks.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas wants you to step into a new ride with a new Chevy. Find your deal on select new 2022 Chevrolet models with 0% APR for 48 months and up to $750 in Chevy Select Market Cash, plus $500 in Chevy Consumers Cash. For well-qualified buyers, restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Stop in and see Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet on US 23 in East Dallas or call 492-1788. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Our hair, spa, and Alpena stores are hiring. Todd Pulley here, and I've been working for the Smith family for over 25 years. We are looking for an inside salesperson at our Alpena store. Our Harrisville store is looking for installers, warehouse, and delivery personnel. If you have a good driving record and like to work with people, apply today at either store or email resume to newd@core.com. All positions are full-time, year-round employment with benefits. Northeastern Window and Door has been serving Northeast Michigan for over 43 years. Come and join our team today.
You're listening to Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
This is Monday Night Lights right here on 104.7 WKJC. Glad you guys are here with me and glad that my next guest, Kurt Romberger, is here. Kurt, how the heck are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. You know, I get really excited during football and basketball and hockey season. Mm-hmm. But right now is my favorite time of the year because I get to go out and golf. There's lots of golf on TV and my Tigers are playing. So it's a great time of year for me.
Yeah, it is a great time of year at that. You're two rounds of golf ahead of me already. Where the heck are you finding courses open right now, man?
Well, you know what? The lovely people down at Huron Breeze opened on Friday. So I went down there in 36-degree temperatures on Friday, and I tell you what, there was no wind, so it wasn't bad. I know 36 doesn't sound like golf weather, but it was good. It was nice to get out and hit the ball, and then we played again down there today because they're one of our local courses that opened earlier, and today was beautiful. And then our friends out at Red Hawk Golf Club open this Friday on Good Friday, so call out there, get your Good Friday tee times in.
All right, that's a good way to spend your Easter weekend, 100%. All right, let's start with the golf, seeing how we're already on that. So I just went on a little rant there before we got on to you, so I think I have it out of my system, that we didn't talk enough about Scottie Scheffler leading into the Masters, number one golfer in the world, had won 3 out of 5 tournaments. Tiger kind of stole his spotlight, now rightfully so. Tiger's obviously the biggest name in golf, but once he got out of the tournament, Scottie should have stolen the show, and he really didn't.
Well, let's take a minute at least and talk about Tiger, since everybody in the golf media did that all weekend. What an incredible thing that he's done. I mean,
amazing.
When he was walking up the 18th hole after 4 rounds and after making the cut, which most people didn't think he was going to, he had that warrior smile on his face that said, I made it. I made it. I did this. And, you know, from almost having his foot amputated to having all the pins, plates, and screws put in it, what an accomplishment. And you know what? He was right there the first 2 days. And I look forward to seeing him. I know he already committed to going to the Open because it's at St. Andrews this year, and St. Andrews is his favorite course. Mm-hmm. But I look forward to seeing him playing some of the big events as we go forward. But getting back to Scottie Scheffler, I mean, this is the dream ride he is on right now. How can you, I mean, you know, 3 of the last 5 coming in, and now 4 of the last 6. I mean, this guy's won $10 million in 6 weeks, and what a golfer, what a guy. Went to the same high school as Clayton Kershaw and Matt Stafford. I mean, I love this guy, and, you know, him and his wife are just so under-assuming and so under the spotlight and just so humble that how do you not like the guy?
It's impossible not to like him, and to your first point, yeah, maybe I don't think I gave Tiger enough credit four. Yeah, what he did. It's amazing to even play four rounds of golf, let alone, no matter how well he played, let alone make the cut. But yeah, when it comes to Scotty, I mean, you're talking about a guy who, yeah, easily best golfer on the planet right now. Now, no one's going to be as dominant as someone like Tiger was, but your best golfer on the planet right now, no one's better than you. Some of the shots that he was making, I mean, you could just tell he was in the zone all weekend long. It seemed like on Saturday, I mean, Rory tried to fight his way back on Sunday, and towards the end of the third round, Scotty tried to come back to the pack a little, but I mean, it was over by halfway through the third round.
Absolutely. And the intangible that nobody's really talking about in the media that I have to give credit for is Ted Scott, the caddy for Scottie Scheffler, who's on his bag, is the same guy that took Bubba Watson to two Masters championships at Augusta. Yeah. And Ted Scott gets a lot of credit, and he deserves every dollar of the $905,000 10% caddy fee that he got.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Sometimes that does get overlooked, right? We talk about caddies when they get fired. We don't talk about him when, yeah, that is his third Masters championship. Now, what about I mentioned that anybody who is turning on the TV literally just to see Tiger in the third and fourth round, that the PGA had failed them. Now, anybody who did it just to do it, that's good with you. That's your individual choice. But I think the PGA has failed in their ability to just market their guys. I mean, Scotty, yeah, is he a fun personality? Maybe not. But when it's the best golfer on the planet, I feel like the PGA could have done a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And you know what? Tiger's always been the spotlight stealer for years. And, you know, now in today's day and age, we got to watch the Masters a little different this year. Didn't come on national television until 3 o'clock every day. But if you had ESPN Plus, they had the featured groups in the mornings, and they had hole 4, 5, and 6, and they had Amen Corner. And I tell you what, every day they had Tiger on the featured groups, and you got to watch every shot he hit. Scottie Scheffler, I think, is going to change that frame, and he's going to be the guy they're going to watch as we go forward, at least for the next 6 or 7 events, because everybody wants to see if he can do it again.
Yeah, 100%, because, yeah, now it's going to be Scottie Scheffler or the field and everything that he plays. That's going to be your fight. All right, so I took a huge hit. I was awful with my betting in the NCAA tournament. I did not hit on any of my bets in the Masters because, I just placed a couple to win. I bet on John Rahm and Rory McIlroy. So I had not hit well. So help me out here. What are some good bets that I can do to recoup chase some of my losses, which I know I shouldn't do, but I'm going to do?
To recoup some money is what you're saying?
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a couple guys for this week. Okay, so we moved from the Masters. Everyone's mentally burnt out from playing there. The media circus, the toughness of the course. So they go to a tournament this week called the RBC Heritage, and it's in Carolina. And the greens on this course are as big as your car. That's how big they are. They're about that small. And the only way to win this tournament is hitting the ball tee to green really good in the middle of the green. You hit the ball in the middle of the green, then you putt to where the hole is because the greens are so small. And I tell you what, two guys that played really, really well over the weekend at Augusta, Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa, $10 each on them before the tournament starts to win, and I think you'll do good this weekend at the RBC because I think one of those two guys is going to win it. And I bet on lots of things. If you want a couple other ones, I can probably give you a couple other ones too.
Yeah, so I will get you those. Colin Morikawa is a great pick. There's, you know, the guy won the guy is one of the best tee to green guys there are in the sport. That's a great point that's what you need to win the RBC because no one's got really as pure of a stroke right now, especially with the irons like Colin Morikawa. That's a great one. All right, what else you got here on the betting front? Hopefully people are scribbling this down in their notebooks.
Yeah, I got a couple more for you. So tomorrow, the Wings have played the Ottawa Senators twice already in the last 6 days. Tomorrow's the third game in the last 6 days. The Wings are at home tomorrow at Little Caesars. The puck line is the Wings minus 1.5 for plus 175. And I love that tomorrow. I like the Wings to win by 2 goals tomorrow, come hell or high water. And I think you can make some money on that. And the last thing is the Tigers tomorrow have Boston again. And I like the Tigers' money line tomorrow. So you can, if you throw the Tigers and the Red Wings tomorrow, a little hometown betting, and then put Morikawa and Thomas in for the RBC this weekend, I think you're going to make yourself some cash.
There you go. That's a good way to make that happen. I like I love the Morikawa pick. I like the Tigers on the money line. It's starting pitching, hopefully turning around today. Matt Manning's pitching a gem right now, so that seems to be going all right. All right, so last thing here for you. Let's stick with the Tigers. Are they in a good spot right now? How are you feeling about them and their season outlook?
Well, I think they need to score some runs in the first 5 innings of games. Getting down early is not the answer. They got lots of big bats. They got lots of good players on that team. They got a lot of guys that can hit the ball. But they got to get out of the gate. They got to get off the bench, off the bus, and out of the gate early and start hitting the ball so we don't have to worry about these comebacks. Because, you know, opening day was great. Got Javi Baez, all pumped up, hitting the game-winning hit to the outfield fence.
Yeah.
And but then after that, they were kind of stagnant, you know, with the runs. They need to put runs up. This team's got to score this year, no matter what. So that's one thing that I think they need to do is get out of the gate early, and that'll help them a lot.
Yeah, it really would. This team is they're just not putting the ball over the fence, and you got to do that. Now, the home run's a little too much in baseball. There's a little too much chasing the home run, but this team hasn't done it. They're just not putting the ball over the wall. It's really hard to win games that way. Kurt, I appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk soon. And next time you have some key bets to make people some money on a Monday night, make sure you give me a call, all right?
I will. I would love to talk to you, and I love being on Monday Night Lights, man.
All right. We'll talk soon, man. Thank you.
Be good, Bradley.
All right, you too, Kurt. Thanks, man. Kurt Rottenberger, of course, making you some money, and he's already played 2 rounds of golf this year. Man. I have not gotten my clubs out of my closet yet. I need to hit a driving range or two first, and then I'll go and see if I can hit the course. Man. All right, 6:47 on the Sunrise side, and it's time. We'll take a look coming up next at our final word. We'll talk about why it's absolute nonsense, this Juwan Howard to the Lakers thing.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4:30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Bring your home back to life. Get the money you need to make your home your own from Sunrise Family Credit Union. Contact us for our terrific rates that are focused on you. You can get the best rate to build your home's equity. And it's never been easier to get a loan on a new vehicle. Offer subject to change. See a branch for details. Learn more at sunrisefamilycu.org. Feel like family at Sunrise Family Credit Union in Bay City, Essexville, and Standish.
We're Northeastern.
Now's the time to start planning for those warm weather outdoor projects. CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $94.50 per square with rooftop delivery available. Mastic siding starting at $90 per square. We stock 11 colors of Fibron and AZEK composite decking. Pella and Larson storm doors in stock, ready to enhance your curb appeal. We are an authorized dealer of Clopay garage doors and LiftMaster garage door operators. From footing to finish, from big to small, let the experts at Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena help you with your next project. Summer hours coming soon.
Take advantage of the spring sales event going on now at Elkona Motors Chevrolet Buick in downtown Lincoln. Enjoy special spring savings on trucks, SUVs, and cars like a 2020 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive with very low miles, plus remote start, backup cam, auto emergency braking, and more. Only $32,540. Check out their 2019 LT extended cab 4x4 with sunroof, trailer package, running boards, and more. Only $36,995. Stop in today at Elkona Motors in downtown Lincoln or online at elkonamotors.com.
You're listening to Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
Oh, yes. All right, it's time for my final word here on 104.7 WKJC. This is Monday Night Lights. Thanks to Kurt Romberger, giving us all of his expertise in the world of golf and in the world of making money on sports. And just to kind of wrap up, you know, we mentioned the thing about the Tigers, that they just aren't moving the ball over the wall. I've said that a bunch of times in this show. You know, there's only one home run that they've hit this year. It was the Erikas game-tying homer in game one. That's the only ball they've moved over the wall this season. No rhyme intended there. The Royals have not hit a home run. The Tigers have only hit one, so have the Dodgers and the Pirates, which it's pretty good to be in a grouping with the Dodgers. But you've got to see the power numbers increase. Have to. Now, Javi Baez would have had two home runs in if it was a month later. The game one off-the-wall walk-off would have been a home run a month later when it was a little bit warmer. Yesterday, or 2 days ago on Saturday, he had one he rocketed to left field to the warning track. That would have been a home run in a couple of months or in a month. So he would have gotten bombs then. It just was not to be the case early on, but they've got to get some power. They've got to start barreling up some baseballs. They are currently tied at one with the Boston Red Sox through six. All right, so the Los Angeles Lakers are an absolute mess. They are words that I cannot say on the radio. And they just fired their head coach, Frank Vogel, for apparently not being able to win a championship with old LeBron, a really bad Russell Westbrook, a broken Anthony Davis, and a bunch of old dudes who can't really play basketball anymore. Somehow he got fired for that. But the Lakers, nonetheless, have moved on from Frank Vogel. And the one of the names in the rumor mill is Michigan's coach Juwan Howard to replace him. Are you kidding me? Juwan Howard? Now, I believe Juwan Howard will eventually leave Michigan for an NBA job. I believe he will, just like John Beilein did. I do believe that he will eventually leave the Wolverines to go coach in the NBA. No doubt in my mind that's going to happen. He's either going to get fired for punching another assistant, or he's going to go to the NBA. He was an assistant coach with the Heat. He played with LeBron on the Heat. So I think that's the connection people are trying to make. But this is nonsense. If Juwan Howard leaves for the Lakers, I understand it's Los Angeles and it's the biggest brand in the NBA, the Lakers. But that's a mistake. An absolute mistake by Juwan. This is absolute nonsense. The Lakers are a terribly run franchise. The Lakers have no chance of winning any time in the next 3 to 4 years. You know what happens if you can't win in the next 3 to 4 years in Los Angeles? Your coach gets fired. So if Juwan takes that job, he is signing himself up to make a decent amount of money and be in LA and then get fired in 3 years. Because he's not going to win a title. Not to mention, LeBron is not going to be there too much longer. because his son's going to be in the NBA, and he's going to play wherever his son plays for his final season. And Anthony Davis, you want him to be your number one? He's not going to be healthy, and there's nobody else on that team who's going to be there in 3 years. So there's absolutely no way for Juwan to know that he can even be a good NBA coach in 2 or 3 years. There's no way. It's impossible. Because everyone on that team that the Lakers have that is at all a regular player is in his 30s. Juwan would be absolutely nuts, and it is absurd for the rumor mill to tie Juwan Howard to the Los Angeles Lakers job. He's at a darn good spot at Michigan right now. Darn good spot. Michigan, who's fighting because it's Michigan, and Michigan wants to be relevant, right? I'm a Michigan fan, but Michigan is so, so, so caught up in being relevant in major sports that they will probably pay Juwan anything he wants. They will make sure that they are relevant because they're so desperate for it. They're so desperate to be relevant and to be a brand. They don't really care that much about winning titles. They care about being on TV. They care about selling stuff. They care about people talking about them on Twitter. You talk to Michigan fans, they can be absolutely insufferable, right? And state fans will know that not a lot of Michigan fans are like me and going, yeah, they're not really. But a lot of Michigan fans, especially out they won the Big Ten title in football and made the playoff, how awful have they been on Twitter, right? They're like Ohio State fans. If you're an Ohio State fan and you're not on Twitter, you're probably not the problem. If you're an Ohio State fan on Twitter, you're probably the problem. Michigan and Ohio State fans on Twitter are brutal. But Michigan is not going to let Juwan Howard go to the Lakers. Not going to let it happen. Juwan would have to actively want out of Michigan for that to happen. And if it does, all right, great. Then that's his decision. But at that point, you're making the mistake, buddy. You're coaching at your alma mater right now where you can do no wrong. You made another run in the NCAA tournament. Just, you got to stick around. And I'm not, it's not even, it's again, and I'm not a Michigan fan going, oh, Juwan, that's crazy because Michigan's so great or because, you know, I'm so desperate to keep Juwan Howard. I think Juwan's a good coach. I think Beilein was better. I think Juwan's a good coach. I think Michigan can find another really good coach like Juwan. But I'm looking at this from Juwan's point of view, from anybody who wants that Lakers job. If you want the Lakers job, it's because you're desperate or just because you love L.A. Juwan Howard will not go to the Lakers. It won't happen. There were better openings last year when Juwan's name was thrown up in the rumor mill of finding himself a spot in the NBA. Right? He's not going to go to the Lakers. It's not going to happen. It wouldn't make sense for him to go to the Lakers. I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would go to the Lakers. Because think about it, what's your plan? What is your plan if, let's say, another year like this happens? They have no money. The Lakers have no money to spend because of the salary cap, and because they're, if Russell Westbrook opts out of his $47 million contract, which I would be amazed, then I guess you have some money. But who wouldn't want to play for the Lakers right now? When was the last time you heard of a truly great star besides LeBron decide he wants to play for the Lakers? There's so many guys. They're that franchise. They're like the Yankees in baseball. They're like the Cowboys in football. Everybody thinks every star wants to play for them, or the Knicks in basketball too. And they never get one. They always get that B-plus star, right? And they give him all the money in the world and say, we got a star. And it never works out. Now, the Lakers have gotten Kobe Bryant. They've gotten Shaq, Kareem, Jerry West. Magic Johnson, of course. And now they have LeBron, who is a top five player all time. I'm not going to argue with anybody on that. Anybody who thinks he isn't a top five player all time just doesn't like LeBron James personally. He is a top five basketball player all time. There's just no doubt about it. You can't argue it. But he's going to be gone. And what's Juwan going to be left with? A poorly run franchise that for some reason wants to win no matter what players they have. Juwan will be the coach of Michigan until a better job comes along, and he will eventually leave Michigan for the NBA. It's going to happen. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Monday Night Lights.
You've been listening to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on KJC Country, 104.7 FM, and WKJC.com.